Michael Bush was Maryland's longest-serving Speaker of the House of Delegates. He died yesterday at the age of 72, a day before the General Assembly is to complete its 2019 session. WYPR's Karen Hosler has this remembrance.
They bid farewell to a one-time high school teacher and football coach who rose to claim one of the top political jobs in the state and hold it for 16 years with bipartisan respect. House Minority Leader Nick Kipke said the speaker's style resembled that of an athletic coach.
He coached Republicans on being a better leader and how to get things done in Annapolis as much as he coached Democrats. And so that is why, you know, so many of us are very sad today.
As Kipke observed, the speaker's many fans and friends were eager to applaud his accomplishments. Perhaps chief among them was opening the legislative process to women and liberals and others excluded by the tight little band of white men who ruled before Bush arrived. Former delegate Virginia Claggett, who Bush named to the Environmental Matters Committee, called his arrival on the top job a breath of fresh air.
So when Mike got in, there was a whole turnabout and new leadership. Maggie McIntosh was put in as head of environment. I was allowed to be on it, fortunately, and Liz Bobo and others, and it was a wonderfully pro-environment committee.
Delegate Maggie McIntosh, who, like Claggett, was named to the Environmental Matters Committee, said Bush made an even broader effort to be more inclusive.
And you look at the leadership today in the House, and you see Black, you see Latino, you see white, you see straight, you see gay, male, female, you see Maryland.
Bush's death, after 16 years on the speaker's rostrum, leaves the Maryland General Assembly without one of its two seemingly permanent leaders. The other is Senate President Mike Miller, who has served a record 32 years in that body's top job. Miller has also been in ill health, battling prostate cancer, which may soon end his legislative career. In recent days, as his death seemed imminent, Bush was recalled as a relatively selfless man who was supportive of his party and his community. He lost a battle when the state approved slot machine gambling, but at least he got the issue put on the ballot for referendum, where it passed. Claggett recalls that Bush won a battle shortly after the first of his two daughters was born, and he nixed rules that typically sent newborn babies home on the first day after their birth. Perhaps key to Bush's political favor is that he brought home the bacon for his Annapolis constituents. Minor Carter, a lobbyist and one of Bush's best friends, said the best example is Maryland Hall, a former high school that has been transformed with many state tax dollars into a major educational and performing arts center.
I could list a number of things, but I just think of Maryland Hall as the epitome or the poster child of what Mike has done for the city and county.
Bush was born in Baltimore and grew up in Annapolis. He attended St. Mary's High School and graduated from Temple University with a degree in education. Then he went back to St. Mary's as a history teacher and a sports coach. Much of his career was spent with the Anne Arundel County Department of Recreation and Parks, from which he retired last year. Bush leaves behind his wife Cindy and two daughters. Bob Gallagher, an environmental activist, recounts a tale of how Bush made himself so popular. He said he brought Bush to the site of a huge abandoned barge near West River that was polluting the waterways and interfering with marine traffic.
And he said, "I'll see what I can do," and 2 weeks later it was gone.
I'm Karen Hosler for 88.1 WYPR.